Hi, this is Dr. Tom Rogers coming to you with a weekly podcast of the Common Sense MD. Today I'm going to talk about something that's really exciting. It's all over the news. It's been one of my favorite supplements for years and years. I'm talking about berberine, what they're calling nature's Ozempic now. That's why I want to take a deep dive into berberine. It's something that I've taken for a long time, and I've certainly advised a lot of my patients to take it because it treats so many different things. In medicine, we treat metabolic disease every day. By metabolic disease, what I mean is diabetes, obesity, hypertension, hyperlipidemia. It's something that we see every day in our office. But what we're going to talk about it really in relation to mostly is treating obesity with it. Because it does relate to the new medicines like Ozempic and Mounjaro. And I'll tell you why in just a minute. But the thing about berberine, it's also a great anti-inflammatory. It helps depression. It helps balance your gut microbiome. And it's very anti-cancer. So it has a lot of uses, very safe. But like I said, people are calling it on things like TikTok and things, nature's Ozempic. So really interesting. I'm going to tell you why. Ozempic is what we call a GLP-1 agonist, really receptor agonist, which is a drug that mimics the action of a hormone in your gut called glucagon-like peptide 1. When you eat, your blood sugar goes up. And when it starts to rise, these medicines that, like Ozempic, Mounjaro, they stimulate the body to produce more insulin to lower the blood sugar. But they also work in other ways as well. Delay gastric emptying, so you're less hungry. They also decrease the form of sugar that comes from your liver called glucagon. And it also hits your appetite control center in your brain. So it works really in four different ways. Well, guess what? Berberine is a GLP-1 agonist. But it's also a GIP-1 agonist. And a GIP, that's something you find in Mounjaro. That's why in Mounjaro you have two things, two what we call incretins. These are gut hormones called incretins, the GLP-1 and the GIP. The GIP is called glucose-dependent insulinotrophic peptide. And again, it's in the main ingredient in Mounjaro. So berberine really has the properties of both these. But it also does something really important. It activates an enzyme called AMPK, which is a very important enzyme in regulating metabolism and energy levels. We've touted AMPK for years. It's in every cell. The thing about that, also, it affects, the berberine affects genes, which ones get turned on and which ones get turned off in regulating your cellular metabolism, which actually protects you against a lot of chronic diseases. And one of the ways it does that is by working in helpful ways on your gut microbiome. What is berberine? Well, it's an alkaloid, a natural alkaloid compound found in several different plants, golden seal, barberry, and some types of grape plants. An alkaloid is an alkaloid because it contains nitrogen, and they exhibit a lot of anti-proliferation, antibacterial, antiviral properties, also insecticidal properties, and anti-metastatic effects on cancers. I was reading about it last night with Sloan Kettering Cancer Center down in Texas. They use a lot of it and derivatives of it. Other examples of alkaloids are caffeine, nicotine, piperine, which is black pepper. So they can be potent. Berberine's been used in Chinese medicine for over 3,000 years. It's been used to treat burns for centuries. But there's no doubt in my mind that berberine works for many different things, including weight loss, metabolic syndrome. It's potent, yet generally very safe. I wouldn't use it in children, pregnant women, or nursing mothers. Everybody compares it to metformin, which it is a metformin-type drug. It's just a lot more natural with less side effects. So when you take it, if you're on other medications like diabetic medications, high blood pressure medicines, blood thinners, you need to check those parameters very closely and check with your doctor on that or practitioner, because you may have to lower some of the other medicines to kind of compensate for it. So always check with your doctor on that. And if you're a diabetic, you may need to adjust down some of the other medicines that you take. Somebody asked me the other day, can I take metformin and berberine? You could, but you're probably going to have to drop down on your dose of metformin and drop down on your dose of Ozempic or Mounjaro while you do it, because it will lower your blood sugar. So a lot of times I'll just replace metformin with berberine. Side effects could be some GI side effects like metformin, but way less, including diarrhea, bloating, gas. But compared with metformin, which I always compare it with, it's a lot easier on your stomach. And I think it works about as well as metformin without the side effects, I really do, or the controversy. Dose with the regular form of berberine, usually I have to take it 500 milligrams three times a day. But I've recently found a wonderful, different new form of berberine called dihydroberberine, and that's the one to take. It's five times as potent, maybe up to 22 times more potent as the berberine hydrochloride, which they call it, berberine HCL. So, and it has way less side effects, way better absorbed. You can use a lower dose of it. I usually use 200 milligrams. Sometimes for weight loss with a dihydroberberine, I use 200 milligrams, which is one pill, twice a day. For maintenance, I use it once a day. And that's the form I put of the berberine that I put in my berberine that I sell through all the offices. Way better. The other berberine with me was kind of hard on my stomach. So I like dihydroberberine. It doesn't bother me. And I look at my insulin numbers. I look at a lot of this stuff, and it really does work. Comparing it to Ozempic or Mounjaro, you're not going to lose weight quite as fast, for sure. But it you will lose weight. Usually half pound to a pound a week is what I get out of it with my patients. But remember, it's an inexpensive pill over the counter. The problem with, I love Ozempic, I love Mounjaro, but sometimes they're hard to get. They're very expensive, and they're injectable forms. But I love them. But, if for some reason you can't get them, or you want something a little easier to take, and certainly easier on with the nausea and all, you just don't see it with that, especially the dihydroberberine that we use. Definitely when you use it, give it a good three-month trial and see how you do with it. Look at your blood sugars. Look at your blood pressure. Look at your cholesterol measurements. It actually raises your HDL as well as lower your LDL. I've seen lowering of the hemoglobin A1C by about 3 points, which is a lot. So it's so helpful for a lot of things, so much more than just weight loss or metabolic syndrome. So give it a try. It's part of my daily routine. I think it's just a great, great supplement. Berberine, and use the form dihydroberberine. Any questions, don't hesitate to call us. Thank you. I'll see you next week.